News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Drug treatment courts should be rolled out nationwide to reduce reoffending, tackle addiction and save the lives of those charged with drug offences rather than using the standard judicial procedure and probably incarceration. This is the call made by Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil Senator for Dublin Central. What exactly would a drug treatment court be, Mary?
Well, actually, the drug treatment courts operate today in Dublin. It's actually a Dublin drug treatment court. And thanks, Anton, for having me on to discuss this. It's been in operation on a pilot basis for going on now 25 years down in Green Street. So every Wednesday down in the court, there are cases dealt with by a judge. So it is a judicial process and it's a very serious process. But it is where offenders who have committed non-violent, drug-related, addiction-driven offences and have admitted committing that offence commit to a process with the courts. And at the court, you have a judge, but you also have the probation services, you have the Gardaí. Critically, you have other social services, though, as well. You have the education services and other social services. So the participants have accepted that they've committed an offence, they've participated, and then they go through a rigorous process. Now, the process is a graduated one. It can take time, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. It really depends. Each individual case is different. And this isn't a solution to all crime. This is a very particular intervention, but it's one that I believe works and should be rolled out nationally.
Is there evidence to support your belief? Has there been studies done of the effect of the drug treatment court versus the normal procedure?
There are, and actually we're awaiting publication. And the reason this is topical at the moment is the Minister for Justice came into the Senate this week to talk about alternatives to incarceration. So we have prison overcrowding and he is pursuing investment in our prisons, community service, electronic tagging and other initiatives. But in the course of that debate, I raised with the Minister for Justice the proposal to have the drugs treatment court rolled out nationally, because at the moment it's only offenders in Dublin who can avail of this process.
Now, I know that there will be people who listen to what you are saying and they will say, hang on for a minute, whatever about the downward spiral at which you end at the bottom when you get in front of the drug treatment court, the original decision to break the law, to take drugs, to do all of that, was your own and you were compos mentis while you did it. So why should you get a bye compared to everybody else?
But they're not getting a bye, Anton. I mean, they have to first and foremost admit to the offence. That's the first thing. They only get to participate in the programme if they are suitable. And one of the criteria there is admitting you committed an offence. It's a serious matter. So there's no bye. There's no waiver. This is a form
But if you're banged to rights and you end up in the criminal court, you
Well, if you're in the criminal court, you won't qualify for this programme because it has to be a non-violent offence. It has to be a non-violent drug-related, addiction-driven offence. So most offenders wouldn't be suitable for this. However, for those who
But shoplifting,
are,
pickpockets, that kind of thing?
Actually, that's a good example. And in fact, actually, I was talking to a parent only last week who has an adult son who has been in prison because of exactly a crime like that. But they committed the crime because they've got an addiction and they're trying to feed the addiction. Putting them into prison, 70% of our prison population identifies as having an addiction. And 6 out of 10 coming out of prison reoffend within 3 years. So it's not working for people like that. And on top of that, our prisons are massively overcrowded. I mean, the women's prison is overcrowded by 150% and the male prison, 125%. Prison isn't working for those people. It's not working for society. And they're being released back out and reoffending. So the drug treatment court isn't a panacea, but it does have a very powerful role to play.
Mary, thank you very much. Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil Senator for Dublin Central. We'll be back after this break.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.